This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Randy from Bremerton is. Randy, are you there?
I'm here.
In honor of Halloween week, Randy, if you beat Migs, I'm going to give you some tasty candy and a gorgeous picture of us four in Hooters outfits. How does that sound?
That's awesome. And to be honest, I was wearing Michael Myers for our Halloween party that I just went to.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. Love that.
Perfect sound effect.
Getting you in the mood again.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Randy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What day of the year is known by fans as Star Wars Day?
May 4th.
Correct. The Rolling Stones had the 60s hit song Sympathy for the what?
Sympathy for the Weak?
No.
Wicked?
No.
I have no idea. It's past.
What number does LeBron James currently wear?
I don't know. Pass.
Who was the villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
Correct. What is the official state fruit of New York?
The apple?
Yes. Gordon Sumner is the real name of what famous British musician?
British musician? I don't know. Pass.
What premium cable network made Game of Thrones?
HBO?
Correct. Rihanna's hit song Umbrella was originally written for what pop star?
Pop star. I don't know. Pass.
What is the square root of 81?
9?
Yes. How many Pirates of the Caribbean films have been released?
4, 5, 6.
5, yes. Randy, you got 6 correct.
About average.
It's a little above average, right?
Yeah. I've never scored 6 before.
Okay.
You've scored 2.
And 4.
And 4. Mm-hmm. So the next time you play, it'll be 6.
Yes.
I'm playing this again because Steve's going to come in and be the killer.
Oh.
Ooh. Wow.
That's like so spooky. Okay, Steve. Are you ready? What day of the year is known by fans as Star Wars Day?
Oh, crap. May 4th.
Yes.
May the 4th be with you.
The Rolling Stones had the 60s song Sympathy for the what?
Devil.
Correct. What number does LeBron James currently wear?
Is he number 23?
He is.
Okay. I know he had 2 different numbers.
Wow. Who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Oh, Michael Myers.
Yes. What is the official state fruit of New York?
Fruit is an apple.
It is.
A big apple.
Gordon Sumner is the real name of what famous British musician?
Sting.
You know it. What premium cable network made Game of Thrones?
HBO.
Yes. Rihanna's hit song Umbrella was originally written for what pop star?
Britney Spears.
How do you know that? Yes. What is the square root of 81?
9.
Yes. How many Pirates of the Caribbean films have been released?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
4.
Oh,
is it 5?
It was 5.
Punch myself in the face for that.
Whoa. You almost got a perfect 10, but you got 9 correct, which is still a win, 9-6.
Oh,
6-9.
Nice.
Sorry, Randy.
That's also the rising cost of, you know, eating out is no longer 69, it's 96.
Ain't that the truth? Same with groceries nowadays.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's not a dad joke. That's like a dad after dark joke. That was awesome.
Oh, man. It is 5. Man, I really thought you were going to get that perfect 10.
I can't believe I jumped over the number. I let my stupid brain get in the way of my smarts.
I mean, you were smart. I can't even give you a hard time. You won. Congrats.
I'm very excited, Rockaholics, for Live Day, which is actually live night now.
Yes.
And it's coming back December 13th at Showbox Soto, and everything is performed live from the stage. We bring in the Foley artist to do the sound effects.
Always fun to watch. Like, if you just focus in on the Foley artist, because he's got, like, random things from, like, cowbells to, like, little, like old school, like, 4th of July noisemakers, and then, like, an orange to make squishy sounds. Like, he's got a little bit of everything right in front of him just to try and turn things into, like, audio theater.
It is a true art form.
It is fun.
We also have the Barbershop Quartet coming back. The KISW New Originals are going to be playing all your favorite jams, and we're going to have lots of special guests as well, so don't miss out. Get your tickets now at KISW.com. Things got weird yesterday during the Hawks game, and this was actually at the end of the Hawks game, and it's all because of Tom Brady.
Super weird. Because he's talking about how much he loves the Bills fans and then shares a heartwarming story about the times where he would show up to Bills games where they were basically threatening to kill him.
Yeah. You'll hear what happened after Papa Roach.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, it was not a pretty Hawks game at all. We lost to the Bills, and it was nasty.
Yeah.
Tom Brady was on the call.
The weather was nasty, too.
It sure was. Yeah. And Tom Brady was on the call for the game, and things got weird at the end when Tom Brady was talking about Bills fans.
Explosive offense and fun to cover, and I know we've had a lot of blowouts this year. We dealt with the Lions in Dallas where they did the same thing. Hopefully, we can get a very competitive game against two very talented teams in the NFC North.
Josh Allen riling up the Bills fans who are here.
Gotta love Bills Mafia. And listen, I didn't always love them because when I would drive into the stadium, there were Tom Brady dolls hanging from a noose coming off the side of the car. But I tell you what I did love playing about Buffalo. Jim Kelly would always see me when I would go to Buffalo. And at the end of the game, he'd bring me a bottle of booze. And it was great for the flight home. And I loved seeing him. And I mean, just again, so impressed by Buffalo, what they continue to do.
What a weird analysis right there. I guess there's not much to talk about with the game. Like, here's a fun story about how people used to have dolls of me hanging from things, basically like, we want to murder you.
Yeah, so hilarious.
Although I do love the Jim Kelly story.
Yes, totally.
Here's some booze. Enjoy it on the flight home.
Then after the game, Josh Allen talked about being in Seattle.
Shout out Bills Mafia, man. I mean, this is unbelievable. We got 1,000 plus fans here. This is crazy. They're the best.
It sounded like there was like 5,000. It was or even more than that, like maybe even 10,000. It was kind of nuts how loud it was during the game.
Yeah, they must travel very well.
All right, so you lead me to this one then. First trip to Seattle. I mean, we had a little bit of the rain. We had some wind. You got Bills Mafia here. What'd you think of it here?
I love it. I had some sushi yesterday. Don't get that too often in Buffalo, so.
I wanted nothing more for him to say where he got sushi from.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would have been great, right?
I would love to know.
Like, I went to QFC, they sell sushi there.
Oh, no.
They have sushi chefs just waiting for you. It's nuts.
I enjoyed it.
And how about your rookie behind you? Wow.
That freaking guy.
Good to see you, Josh Allen. Thanks.
The Bills Mafia. And Aaron with the power pony right there. All right, let's check in on some other.
Have you ever heard that term before?
No.
Do you know what they're talking about?
No.
Her ponytail.
Hair, yeah.
Power pony.
I never heard that phrase before. I hope I never hear it again.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. I hope it's not a thing again.
She looked like she had like sausage links, though.
Oh, no.
It looked like more like a sausage link pony. Like it was like multiple little, like, you know how like,
oh, yeah,
sausage links. I don't know how else to describe it.
Geno Smith also brought up the Bills Mafia.
But hats off to Buffalo. They came in, they beat us at home. Their fans traveled well. You know, it was real loud in there. Kind of felt like we were on the road at times. So they came out, they fought, they beat us.
There are a lot of fans on social media that were mad at him, thinking like he was blaming the Bills fan, like the Seahawks Seahawks fans not showing up and letting Bill. Like, people just read way too into that. I think he was just pointing out that they were very loud.
Yeah, they were absolutely very loud.
We experienced that last week in Atlanta when the Seahawks fans, they travel really well as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking with Nick Harrison, the professor, the guy, the Yacht Rock guy, and he flew in for this game. And we were talking about that. He's like, yeah, you know, it was kind of a destination for a lot of us Bills fans because they almost never play the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a good reason to go to Seattle and check out Seattle because we hear good things about it. And no different than Seahawks fans. They have like a whole community where they plan these trips together. And you said that once, like, there was even, like, a documentary being made about it, like, where there's, like, a few older Bills fans going around hoping that they'll get to watch their team win a championship before they die.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, damn, that's pretty heavy. Hopefully, at some point, you have a happy ending to that story.
Totally. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and you will win tickets to see comedian Tom Segura at EQC Event Center on April 25th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you've got anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss. Now, I want to rewind to last week where we were learning about real estate and whether or not you need to be informed as a buyer if there's ever been a death in the home.
Right. And we ended up talking to some Rockaholics and whether or not they'd be okay with living in a house if they found out that somebody was murdered in it or if someone just died in it. And it was interesting to hear everyone's different response to it. I think at the end of the day, a lot of people were just like, if I could get a good discount on the home, I don't care what happened in it.
So Manu is in Port Orchard and wants to weigh in on this topic.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling. You got to give us the scoop on this.
All right. So we decided to buy a house and be homeowners, and we looked around for quite some time, found a house, and it was advertised by the real estate agent that it was just the home for us, and it has just gone down on price, and it's been on the market for quite some time, and here, go and look at it. It might be perfect for you. So we looked at it. It is a little weird, but we went for it because there is a big boat hull that the previous owner had been working on, and nobody wanted to go and haul it off of the property. So we said, we don't care about a boat hull. So we go and buy it.
Okay.
So the day that we were going to go and close on it, we go to the office, we sit down, and we're sitting there like little children at the, at the school to go and be, when you're being corrected, I'm losing my thing here because I'm German and sometimes words don't come. Either way, we're sitting there waiting in front of the office and a different agent comes strolling by.
Okay.
And says, hey, I heard that you're buying this house and you're signing on it today. And we're like, yeah. And I'm thinking, geez, I mean, these people, the whole office is cheering for us. Cool. The next thing he says is, well, I guess you do know that the previous owner killed himself there.
Oh, whoa.
And he kind of goes, seeing our faces, goes, but not in the house, not in the house. It was on the property, but not in the house. But I guess you don't care, or something along those lines. And we just looked at each other and went like, I guess we don't care.
Now, if you knew ahead of time, Would you have cared?
No, I don't think so. But it was good to know that that was the case.
Right.
I'm not particularly spiritual or anything, but that is kind of, you know, a little bit weird.
Random question then, like, so is that the house that you're living in now?
It is the house that we're living in now.
Has there been any kind of weird instances? You know, you hear these stories.
Well, one thing that was the case was apparently this guy had made this house for his grandchildren to visit a lot. The rooms are kind of put together weird. And apparently they didn't come over to visit very much from what I'm hearing from the neighbors. So, you know, that all kind of made sense then. And when we moved in, there was a straw hat hanging in the attic. And I figured that was probably his. He had actually built the house. And so I was respectful to go and leave the straw hat there and told the straw hat that he's good to stick around as long as we're friendly.
You never put the hat on, though?
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. I love that. Like, you're like, I'm not too spiritually, like, but you still don't want to take the chance. You're like, you know, let's not rock the boat just in case. I get it.
Exactly. And then there would be, like, I mean, every so often, and I mean, without knowing the story, I would think twice about it because it was a little old man that lived here. But every so often, there's like a little old man smell in different places. Which is kind of weird. And then also, whenever something is missing, and everybody that knows me knows that I lose everything all the time. When I would look for my keys, I would get frustrated. I would go, little old man, this is not funny. I got to go to work.
See, there's part of me, if I was your husband, I would want to troll you. And then if I find your keys, I'd put them under the straw hat.
Oh, my God.
Yes. No, that's not funny. Yes.
Well, thanks, Manu. Appreciate the story this morning.
All right. Take care.
You too.
There is a woman who...
Yeah, that sounds like the premise to a movie. Like, don't mess with the straw hat. Whatever you do, don't touch the straw hat.
Leave it there. There is a woman who is suing a company because their ice cream was too cold. You're going to hear why at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
A passenger is taking JetBlue to court, alleging that her frozen solid ice cream sandwich ended up fracturing a tooth.
How aggressive did she eat this thing?
Here is a news report on this.
A story going around today claims a woman is suing JetBlue because she says her ice cream sandwich was dangerously cold.
Also, I didn't even realize that they gave you options for ice cream on a plane.
I've never been given an option for an ice cream.
I think JetBlue needs to, like, you know, promote that, because I would go on a plane that had ice cream. That sounds amazing.
And it's true. In the suit, Carla Quinones says the airline served her a Nightingale strawberry shortcake ice cream sandwich that was frozen solid and caused her to fracture a tooth. She's claiming negligence and demanding a monetary judgment plus legal costs. So far, JetBlue has not commented on the lawsuit.
I just came through and they said, this is stupid. We're not McDonald's. Don't sue us.
I'm like, were other people also eating ice cream? Did anybody else fracture a tooth?
I mean, I've been into some ice cream bars where you're like, oh, man, okay, I got to let this wait a couple of seconds before I keep biting into it. But you would think at some point you're like, okay, I need to stop trying.
I had a friend that busted their tooth on an edible one time.
Oh. On an edible?
On an edible. Like a front tooth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least you're stoned, so it doesn't hurt as bad.
Oh, my God.
My mom lost a tooth last week because she tried to bite into a caramel, and it just ripped her tooth out.
No!
Yeah, she's not trying to sue anyone, though. I just got a text. The best part, she tried to hide it from me, and I get a text from my daughter, and she's like, Dad, Grammy lost a tooth because she tried to eat candy.
Oh, that's so rough. And she's getting goofed on by her granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She sent me a picture and everything.
Well, I was thinking about even like the McDonald's. Do you remember the McDonald's lawsuit about the coffee?
That it's too hot?
That thing was like forever ago. Oh, it was like in the 90s.
Yep.
And I forgot exactly what happened. And I didn't realize they eventually did say, yes, McDonald's was at fault because it was too hot. But they felt that they were only 80% at fault. And that the woman was 20% at fault for even continuing to drink it. So when they figured out whatever it was, they settled out of court or whatever the lawsuit was, whatever the dollar amount, they knocked 20% off of it because they felt that she was 20% at fault. And I was like, that's kind of funny.
Well, now everything you get that's ever warm will tell you that it's warm. That was like the, you know, set the precedent.
So now you're going to deal with ice cream? Hey, just fair warning, what you're about to eat is frozen.
Could be very, very frozen.
Stupid.
Have you ever busted a tooth on anything? No?
Yeah, one of my coworkers, baklava.
What?
Not here when I worked at the end. She brought it in. She's like, hey, everyone, try it. My mom made this baklava. And I was like, I don't know what the hell this is, but I'm going to try it. So I bit into it, and there was like a nut in there that was like did not break. So when I bit down, it just broke my root canal. I already had a root canal in that tooth, and it broke the tooth.
Oh.
I had to go get like dental surgery for that. I was so mad.
Did you sue her?
I did.
Oh, that's why
that's why she doesn't work in radio anymore.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's how you have the nice house. I get it.
Did they put like a fake tooth in, or what do you do when your tooth gets cracked like that?
I got no tooth back there.
You just have a big gap.
Yeah.
Can I see it?
No way.
Oh yeah.
Ah, that's thanks.
What? Do you chew on that side very often or not so much?
Yeah, sometimes things like a nut will get stuck in my... What are we doing? Knock it off.
Why is there a beauty contest for bats happening? We're going to let you know during the Daily Mix download after Smashing Pumpkins.
The Daily Mix Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And Ryan Castle is here with us. Yeah. You look like you might be going to Lumen Field later.
That is the plan.
Big game tonight.
It's a big game tonight. Match, if you will.
Okay, fine. At the
go
pitch.
Sounders.
Yeah, at the pitch.
Yes, I got that part right. Hopefully, more than nil goals tonight.
First game of the playoffs. No, you can't. Somebody's got to win tonight. It's playoffs, man. Ooh. Playoffs. Talking about the playoffs? The playoffs.
Playoffs.
Houston.
Dynamo?
Houston.
Yeah. All right. Lumen Field's going to be rocking. And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And the Buffalo Bills, unfortunately, were rocking yesterday. Seattle Seahawks, not so much. They lost 31-10. And even though we're joking about it, it's true. 31-10 makes it seem like the game was somewhat close compared to what they did. It was just like any chance that the team could shoot themselves in the foot, they absolutely did, from offense to defense to everything.
Yeah.
It was bad, and here's how Coach Mike McDonald talked about how bad it was.
The long and short of it is we got outplayed, we got outcoached, and we got to go make it right. So, I mean, I feel like it's too often that we've had this conversation with you guys of going back to work on Tuesday and hitting this thing head on and seeing if we can get this thing turned around and against a good Rams team coming in here.
That's the thing. The Rams are getting healthier right now. And, I mean, you just look at the NFC West and everyone's kind of like together score like record-wise, but it feels like one of these teams is going in the wrong direction. The other three are not.
Yeah. It's a momentum thing, Steve.
Yeah. It's not so good, but hey, let's hope that things turn around this weekend and we come in on Monday acting like that the Seahawks are world beaters. Probably not.
The Bureau of Land Management is having their annual Bat Beauty Contest.
Bat?
And it promotes bat conservation and also public awareness about our bats.
Human form.
Emma Busk works for the Bureau of Land Management and discusses what this bat beauty contest is all about.
Each year, the National BLM office holds this contest, the Bat Beauty Contest, where they basically set out to find the most beautiful bat photographed by a government agency on public land. This also coincides with International Bat Week. So it's just a time to basically raise awareness and appreciation for bats and their vital role that they play in the ecosystem.
I had a bat in my bed one time years ago, and it was not sexy. Even though it was in my bed, it would have ended very differently if it was.
How did you get it out of your bed?
I called somebody.
I opened the windows and be like trying to reason with the bat.
It's a very long story. We don't have time for it here. But yeah, somebody had to come get the bat.
Ryan, one of the bats that is in the competition is a hoary bat from Oregon.
That was probably the bat that was in my bed. It was very hoary. That's why it was in my bed.
Any bat that's willing to get into Ryan Castle's bed has got to be a hoary bat. First, I was thinking, is this like a Batman beauty contest? Like, who's the most attractive Batman?
Oh.
If you had to pick one Batman.
Michael Keaton,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, probably. I guess. I don't know. I'm not very sexually attracted to Batman.
George Clooney's Batman had nipples, so.
That is so right and so weird.
I lean towards bat nipples, personally, yes. This is the strangest story. A Milwaukee man just got accused of getting violent while attending a wedding, and he bit the tip off of somebody's finger while they were trying to restrain him. Best wedding ever or worst wedding ever. It depends on who's there.
Having lived in that part of the world, that's totally on brand.
Well, here's the 911 call, which is just as crazy as you think it would be.
Pennsylvania Street. We've got a report of one person trying to fight off other people. It's a report that someone bit a finger off.
It's like, I don't know what to tell you. Well, anyways, they believe that the guy whose finger was bitten off, it's going to be okay because they were able to stitch it back on.
So is that like you got to bring it in a glass of milk or in some ice or something like that?
Yeah, imagine you have to grab it and keep it on some kind of ice.
Glass of milk, that's a thing.
Maybe that's teeth. Maybe you put the teeth in milk. I can't remember.
I don't. If this is common knowledge, I have never heard of that before.
I think maybe if you lose a tooth, you're supposed to put it in milk and
who
see if
they... Who told you this?
If you lose a tooth, they're not going to put it back in.
Or something about... I don't know. Maybe
well,
I'm just making up
weird
stuff.
When you lost your tooth, you didn't put it in milk.
That's probably what it was.
Like, ma'am, I'm so glad you put that tooth in milk because now we can reattach it with no
maybe
problem.
Maybe it's just fingers
in
ice.
Let me just drink that real quick and get it out of the bottom of the glass.
Oh!
Once again, the Sounders are playing tonight at Lumen Field. Game one against Houston. As far as weather, 54 degrees and cloudy. The DMD's brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and milk. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle, ready to root for the Sounders tonight, is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.